Hi, and welcome to this month's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast, Nursing Edition. Once a month, sister publications Cure Magazine and Oncology Nursing News will come together for a podcast on topics that affect both cancer survivors and oncology nurses. How can nurses work with other providers to ensure the best care while being advocates for their patients? And how can nurses and patients navigate the slew of information in the age of Dr. Google? We explore all of this and more in our interview with Sally Werner, an oncology nurse by trade and Senior Vice President of Affiliate Relations at Cancer Support Community.
Can you tell me a little bit about your position at the Cancer Support Community and how your experience and background as an oncology nurse kind of helped you in that role and, you know, what it plays there?
Sure. So I oversee what we call our direct service line of business. So we have about 175 locations throughout the United States that provide direct support services to cancer patients, their families, their caregivers. And my background in nursing and what led me to that was I was an oncology nurse by trade. I practiced on, did floor nursing for several years and then got my master's in health administration and oversaw cancer programs. I always felt like cancer programs lacked in the support side. We were very strong, you know, clinically, had strong clinical programs, but really needed more support for patients and their family members as they went through their cancer journey. So I partnered with my organization now as a program administrator to bring in those support services and to refer for support services. I sat on the board of directors for many years for a Gilda's Club and a cancer support community, and then eventually became a CEO of that organization, and now I'm at headquarters.
Okay, great. So back when you were an oncology nurse, what were some of the supports that patients and survivors and their family and caregivers were lacking? What did you see that they really needed?
So I think first and foremost, peer-to-peer support. Any oncology nurse who works in an infusion room will say that patients and family members make those connections, whether you can create them for them or not. And I think cancer support community really maximizes that opportunity to create peer and community connections. But I would also say in a clinical cancer program, we had a part-time social worker. So if there were family issues, transportation, finance issues, community resources and referral, we struggled to always meet their needs and make that happen other than ensuring their insurance was in place and that they knew what their coverage was. And so that's why I really started to reach out to provide a higher level of support.
Okay. So it seems like in your role as an oncology nurse, and now obviously cancer support community, I think does a good job of doing this. We have the nurses working with the social workers and, you know, the other members of the healthcare team and the families and the physicians. Tell me, why is that kind of multidisciplinary approach? Why does it work and why is it so important to provide the best patient care?
As an oncology nurse, I always knew that multidisciplinary whole patient care was important because once they walked out our doors, their cancer journey didn't stop. They were still dealing with the social emotional issues, the symptom side effects of their cancer. And so I think if we can wrap our arms around them in more than one environment, more than one way, they truly feel supported. They can always go back to their physician, their nurse navigators, their clinics for symptoms and side effects. But what if it's how do I talk to my child about my cancer? And I think that's where we can step in and really help with those other components of care.
And sure, treatment does not end, you know, when you walk out of the clinic, you know, your chemo just ended for the day, but it's also not finished when, all right, your chemo or your stem cell transplant or immunotherapy is done. You're maybe in remission. You're quote unquote a survivor now. And these patients or survivors are just thrown kind of back into the wind, say, all right, go live your normal life again. What are some of the common anxieties and issues that cancer survivors face after treatment ends? And what can both oncology nurses and the cancer support community do to kind of help support them through that?
Right. So I think when patients transition into survivorship and they're not seeing their clinical team as regularly as they were, there's always the fear of recurrence. That's the number one fear that we see. There's also anxiety over ongoing medical care. And sometimes it's when the first time they really take a deep breath and realize socially, emotionally, how this has impacted them as a patient and their family. And that's where support can really kick in. Cancer support community and oncology nurses alike, I think, get them to the places they need to be to get that support. So whether it is, now I'm going to focus on my health and I want a nutrition class, or I'm going to do some yoga, or I really need to talk to other people that are now survivors and struggling with not seeing my clinicians regularly and not knowing if this is going to recur, that's where we help them, you know, for many years after a diagnosis to kind of normalize and get back to life.
So how can you foster an environment both during treatment and, again, after treatment ends, where patients feel comfortable talking to their nurse or their social worker about the issues that they're facing? You know, I wrote an article about a study a couple weeks ago that said patients aren't saying, you know, that they're having these side effects or these psychosocial issues. How do you create that environment where it's just open communication?
Right. Our members and participants in our programs often tell us it's hard to walk through the door the first time to a cancer support community. We have found that lowest barrier is to come in for an educational event or maybe a cooking class, and then they meet other people, and that's where the conversation starts, and I think they access more support and care. You know, obviously online access helps break down some barriers and oftentimes get them through our door. And I think once they've made that big leap and they've walked through the door, we use a tool. It's really a distress screening tool. We call it Cancer Support Source. But I think it's eye-opening for them once they fill out this questionnaire to see, oh, you know, this is where my primary concerns, my anxieties are, my distress is around my cancer. And then we direct them to those specific services that we know will be most helpful.
Okay, so what advice can you give to other oncology nurses, whether they're affiliated with, you know, cancer support community or not? How can they advocate for patients and help them through these really difficult times?
Yeah, I know as an oncology nurse, I always struggled to have enough time at the bedside or the chair side and really provide all that compassion and empathy that I wanted to. And so I relied heavily on resources and referrals and trusted sources of information and care. So I think every oncology nurse should have a few of those in their tool belt, whether there's a cancer support community local or another local agency. You know, get to know them yourself personally and make those referrals in good faith, that it's a good handoff and they'll take good care of those patients just as you did when they were in that chemo chair or that suite.
So now obviously cancer support community is great and it's, you know, reliable, but there's so much information online that, you know, patients and nurses can access. There's a million different organizations. How do you kind of navigate trustworthy information about your cancer or your treatments or organizations? Is this, you know, a legitimate nonprofit? How do you navigate the abundance of information out there?
Right, because we live in the age of Dr. Google, it's easy to get misinformation or bad information about your oncology care, and there's a few really trusted resources. You can certainly utilize our helpline to navigate some of those resources, our website, and some of our counterparts. I always hesitate when someone finds something on Google about a new type of treatment, and I would say the first step is send them back to their provider to have that discussion and lead that conversation of whether or not that treatment is right for them.
Tune in next month for the next nursing edition of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Check us out at onknursingnews.com and never miss a beat in the field of oncology nursing.